Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hot 105, we're speaking to the Supervisor of Elections for Broward County, Dr. Brenda Snipes. Good morning, Dr. Snipes. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Quite well. The election is upon us. The presidential preference primary is upcoming.
The actual election day is March 15th, and we'll be open at all of our polling places from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
There's early voting going on right now. You want the residents of Broward County to know that they can early vote. And what's this process?
Early voting is an opportunity for folks to choose where they want to vote, to choose the day, the time. We're open at 20 locations in Broward, mostly at Broward County Libraries, but we're also open at the Lauderhill Mall and at Coral Ridge Mall. Voters just have to bring a picture ID, and they can vote at any one of those 20 locations between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. through this coming Sunday.
And early voting ends this Sunday, and it's pretty interesting. A lot of people have been voting early, and then they can vote in the election on Tuesday, March 15th. And what's the process on Tuesday if they would decide to vote on that day?
Anyone can vote who is a member of the Democratic or the Republican Party. If a person has NPA on their record, no party affiliation, then they won't be able to vote because this is a party election. If you're a member of either of the parties, you can vote. So we encourage voters either to contact our office to see what their status is if they don't know, or to look on their voter information card. It'll be there for them as well. But we'll be open in every polling place. The website is an excellent place to look for additional information, which is www.browardsoe.org.
And Dr. Snipes, give us a contact number.
It's 954-712-1951, 954-712-1951, and that'll get you to a person who can direct you where you need to be.
And so far, how's the voter turnout been in Broward County for this presidential primary early voting?
I think it's encouraging that we have had, in 3 days, we've had over 23,000 people to come out and vote. Early, almost 60,000 who voted absentee. There is interest in this election, and we don't want anyone to be left out. So everybody needs to come out and get their voice out there through their vote.
Thank you so much for the information. With us this morning, we have the Supervisor of Election for Broward County, Dr. Brenda Snipes. A happy election season. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.